Next patient is Diana Rodriguez. First name, D-I-A-N-A. Rodriguez, R-O-D-R-I-G-U-E-Z. This is the clinical case of a 58-year-old Hispanic female that has a long-standing history of diabetes mellitus. The patient has retinopathy. Interestingly, the patient has, to the urinalysis, the trace of protein, and the protein creatinine ratio is just 220. This patient has been placed on Jardiance. And it seems to me that the Jardiance, along with the changing in the lifestyle, losing weight, has made the difference in the kidney function. The serum creatinine is 1.2, the BUN is 30, the estimated EGFR is 50. There is no evidence of hyperfiltration. Number two, the patient has morbid obesity. She is under investigation to consider the possibility of bariatric surgery. Since the last visit, she has lost 6 pounds, and she was encouraged to continue losing the weight. Following number, diabetes mellitus, hemoglobin A1C on November 8th, on October 17 of 2023, 7.3, the uric acid 6.4, the TSH is 4.4. Following number, hyperlipidemia, the total cholesterol 181, the triglycerides elevated at 232, HDL cholesterol 39, and LDL is 102. Following number, the patient has peripheral vascular disease. She had an amputation below the knee in the left lower extremity, and she had a hematoma in the right lower extremity. She had surgery, however, she is able to walk with the one prosthesis. Overall, the patient understood that she has to change the lifestyle, and once she changed in the lifestyle, she has improved and she has remained in a stable condition. We're going to reevaluate the case in 4 months with laboratory workup. A paragraph, we invested 10 minutes reviewing the lab, 25 minutes with the patient, 7 minutes in the documentation.